Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Kress catches it and steps on first to double up Bishop. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball four. Melillo scores. Kress moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Schultz reaches third base with a triple. Kress scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Betancourt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bishop for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Levy out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Schultz moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Earl McNeely now playing center field. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Bishop scores. Haas moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Sam Gray. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Betancourt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.